Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast for this week. First thing I want to talk about is voting. Please, 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 please get out and vote in your municipal elections. In today's paper, it's Tuesday as I'm doing this, and this won't be broadcast until Sunday. But in today's paper, I see where Mount Airy's mayor retained his seat by just two votes. Two votes. Think about that. Your vote really counts in the municipal elections. Please get out and vote. It is so important. Talk about municipal elections. When I was a city councilman for the city of Westminster, I suggested, and I tried to get it to happen, that all municipal elections in Carroll County would be on the same day, like a Super Tuesday election. I thought that was a great idea because I came up with it, so I thought it was a great idea. So anyway, and actually the city of Westminster, when I was on it, we moved our election from a Monday to a Tuesday. But I called some mayors from the other jurisdictions at the time and talked to them about it. Of course, there's much more important things on their plate than moving the election, but I just think it would be a great idea in Carroll County if every municipality had their election on the same Tuesday in May. And that way, well, when's my election? When's the election for here or there? And it is hard to keep track. It really is. I have to check constantly to know when I'll be voting in Westminster. So, you know, if we could all have them, and just a suggestion, but it's out there. If you're a mayor or a councilman for a jurisdiction that doesn't have it on a Tuesday in May, and maybe everybody could get together and try to make that happen, I think it would be a great idea. Just make it less complicated to think about all the elections at the same time. Now, talking about the election for Westminster is coming up on the 11th, which is the Tuesday following this broadcast. And I said this in a letter to the editor. I've said it before, and I'll bring it up again. Municipal elections are nonpartisan elections, which means it shouldn't make any difference if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever, because it's not a requirement, or it's not a requirement. It's not listed on the ballot. RCI doesn't make any difference. But the Republican Central Committee has put their 2 cents worth, I guess you'd call it, about who to endorse for elections. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. These are nonpartisan elections. It should just be that you listen to the candidates. The Carroll County Times has stuff that they publish about all the elections prior to the whatever municipality is coming up, about the candidates or what their views are on certain things. Read it. The Community Media Center has forums out there that they did for a lot of municipalities. You know, you can go online, check out what your candidate said about what they're going to do for a particular municipality that they're running for. Become informed and then vote for the best candidate. That's the way it should be. These are nonpartisan elections. However, the Republican Central Committee doesn't feel that way. They started interfering with nonpartisan elections. I believe it was 2 elections ago for the Board of Education and the last election for the Board of Education again, and now this election for the municipalities. I have to give a shout out to the Democratic Central Committee, who has not endorsed any candidates in any nonpartisan races, and they don't intend to. Now, whether that holds up or not, I don't know. We'll see. But so far, they're staying out of it, and they're saying they're going to stay out of it like they should. This should be just vote for the best candidate for the position. Does it make a difference what they are? I think it should be that way for all county positions, commissioners, or anything else. It's not, but I would like to see it that way. I remember when I was running for a commissioner for the first time, getting ready for the general election, my opponent, Democrat, of course, said that people should go out and vote for the best candidate and not just for a D or an R. And of course I said, well, yeah, of course I agree with that. Of course, I guess when you're running, you do believe you're the best candidate or you wouldn't be running. So who would disagree with something like that? But yeah, go out and vote for the best candidate. Don't worry about whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party. It doesn't make any difference. Please go out and vote for the best candidate that's out there. I know by the time this gets out, a lot of elections will be over. However, the Westminster one, which I'm involved in, it will not be over at that time. And it reminds me that there's a letter to the editor about, I think it was called, and I'm not sure, about the Republican Victory Committee or something like that. Obviously, I hadn't heard of it before. And the gentleman is talking about vote for a particular mayoral candidate in Westminster because he's a good conservative Republican, and that's all great. But what are his specific views on how he's going to run the city? None of that was ever mentioned. Sorry, I'd like to know about that stuff. So anyway, whoever you're going to vote for, please get out and vote. The Westminster election is May 11th. I'm sure there are other ones coming up as well, but that's one year, and they're not all done. Now, I'm going to move on to the budget, which we just passed, although I have to say that if you follow us, I did not vote for the budget. I didn't vote for it because it has a structural deficit in it. What the structural deficit means is that we currently spend more money than we take in. Now, in the past, we've been able to cover that up because, and be honest with you, it wasn't that much of a difference, but there was a difference. So in the past, what the Board of Commissioners has done is taken one-time money and moved it around from 1 year to the next so the budget would balance out. And it's worked, and it's been fine. But we never addressed the structural deficit. And each year it's gotten a little bit larger and a little bit larger and a little bit larger. So now we're looking at a projection of a couple of years down the road where it could be $16 million deficit. That's a lot of money. It really is for a county. It might not be much for the state or federal government. For the county, $60 million is a lot. And the reason it's getting larger is because, number one, in the past, we haven't addressed it. Again, we just moved money around. We could have addressed the structural deficit. There are ways to do it, cut services, increase revenues, move money from one place to another. There are different things that could have been done. And I have to say, we have discussed all of them, but what we did in the past was just move money. And it looked good, and it kind of put it out of your mind, but it's not the way to handle the problem. I'm hoping that by next year would be the last budget that this Board of Commissioners will be doing, that we address this problem. Because I would hate to think that the next Board of Commissioners will come in and the first thing that they have to deal with is a big deficit looming out ahead and how to deal with that. We should not leave that in their hands. We should address it ourselves. Myself, Commissioner Wance, Commissioner Weaver have been in here now for almost 7 years. Let's take the step. Let's address it. Let's do what's necessary to do to address this deficit. And to be frank, the reason that we have a deficit looming ahead, or we've had one that we've been able to cover up in the past, but the reason it's there is personnel, salaries and benefits and so forth. But that's extremely important. There's no doubt about that. I have no intention in my mind of cutting salaries or benefits. I don't think it's the right way to balance a budget. I've said it over and over again. I'm not going to change my mind on that. We have to look at other things that we need to do. And I have to say, if that includes increasing revenue, that includes increasing revenue. I love people that don't have a stake in the game telling us, oh no, don't raise taxes, don't do this, you don't raise fees. Okay, well then tell me what you want to cut, because I'm interested to know. We're going to cut public works. We're going to cut public safety. We're going to cut public schools. Because between those three things, that's got to be over 90% of our budget. We have very little discretion. And you got to think about that when we're looking at things. I like to think that everything is on the table and we can address the problems and move ahead. I'm hoping that next year when we look at this, we might not solve the entire problem next year, but hopefully we'll take a step or two moving forward to solve these problems, because it needs to be done. And hopefully that we'll be the board that addresses this and gets it under control. Like I said in the past, it wasn't that big a deal. And I say not that big a deal. It was a million or two here and there. And that's a lot of money. And it is. I'm not saying it's nothing. But now we're looking out to about $16 million. And you got to also realize we've already taken into account the increases in property tax because assessment's going up. We've already taken the increase in income tax. We've already taken all that into account. Not we, our budget department. I have no idea how it's done. But anyway, they already took that into account. So even with taking all that into account, there's a looming deficit out there. And I'd like to see us address that. I was actually going to talk about a few more things, but I'm looking up at my time and I got like 20 seconds left here. So instead of getting into something where they can't finish, I'll just say this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier. Enjoy the spring. Enjoy the summer. Have a great time with your family.